What was the happiest moment of Katie's birth for you?
It's hard to just pick one moment, but I think just the moment when she came out and just having, looking at your face and just the tears of joy that we both had in our eyes as we're looking at her was just really remarkable for me to witness and be part of this and realize we did this. Did you have a moment that...
I think after the 26 hours, your water broke and then 26 hours, you know, when labor finally started, I knew that we were, that it was going to work out, that, you know, I always had in the back of my mind, we might have to go to the hospital. This is kind of unusual. And the hours kept going by and you kept being more exhausted. So one of the happiest points for me was when it actually started.
The level of care was just so different. In a hospital situation, this would have been an emergency, and we would have needed to have had Pitocin to get contractions starting, or we would have had a C-section. Mm-hmm. And Brandy, our certified nurse midwife, said, you know what, you're okay. You know what, 36 hours, we'll just talk, and we'll have a discussion about what we need if we need to transfer. But at this point, you're at low risk for infection, so there isn't anything that we need to be concerned about. And for me,
right.
Those, just the different level of care that we received was just so incredible.
We did use
evidence-based care.
Right. That's what I was picturing when I first heard about people having home births, that they just had the baby at home by themselves and hoped for the best. But what was it, 2 weeks? We would go see our
midwife.
Our midwife and get checkups and listen to the heart tones and do everything that we did with the other two at our doctor's office at the time.
Right, and I think that was an important thing, I think, to help ease our minds about this home birth, was we did keep dual care, that if we needed to go to
yes.
the hospital, we had a midwife and an OBGYN that could support us at the hospital. And that really eased my mind that if we did have to go to the hospital, even though I saw something, that was a scary moment to think about going to the hospital.
What words would you use to describe Katie's birth?
I think eerily peaceful is still the two words I've been telling everybody about it, just because when you look on TV shows, it's always this big emergency, and are they going to make it to the hospital on time, and
right.
is the baby going to be born in the car, or oh my goodness.
High anxiety.
High anxiety, the baby's in distress, oh my goodness, we've got to watch his heart rate. And even with Rachel's birth, if you remember,
yeah.
it was a very intense birth. Rachel's our middle daughter, and it was a very intense birth. Of 3-hour labor,
and it was still looking for an emergency.
It was.
They almost found one with her heart rate.
Right, and that monitor that they made me wear because uh-huh. I was a VBAC, I had to wear it continually. It kept picking up those heart tones that were
incorrect.
Were incorrect, and they actually were my heart tones.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, throughout our births, there's always been this big emergency that this had this emergency situation, and really there. Really wasn't any emergency in any of our childbirths at
no.
all, that there weren't any. And that's what having a home birth midwife here to be able to recognize, you know, the right way and about natural childbirth and understanding natural childbirth, is she's able to look for the signs there could be trouble, but she's not waiting for there to be trouble.
Right.
It's just incredible.
And, you know, Brandy, our certified nurse midwife, did a lot for us, and it was great having her there with her knowledge and experience. But I think our doula, really, Lauren made a huge difference in the
yeah.
tone of the birth, I guess. There were a lot of times where we could have got real worked up.
Right.
And it was nice having her there to kind of center us a little bit. The first time I heard about someone having a home birth was, I think, in our Bradley class.
Yes.
I'm like, these people are nuts. You know, that's so irresponsible to have a baby outside of the hospital. But... I think that's a lot of people's knee-jerk reaction when
right.
they hear that.
The more and more these stories are shared, I think the more that we can get it out in the open, that how great and how safe home birth really and truly is.
And not have a stigma attached to it.
Right.